Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google has appeared before the Canadian Supreme Court to fight a 2014 censorship ruling. The Russian government has named Sailfish as the basis for its new official operating system, and Swedes have revealed why they use mobile web on high streets. Google representatives have appeared before a Canadian court in a bid to alter a recent censorship ruling. A 2014 decision by a court of appeal forced the search engine to remove search results to a defendant's website in a case which Google itself was no way involved in. Unusually, however, the court stated that the results must be removed from the global internet, not just searches within Canadian borders. In response, Google has now begun legal proceedings in the Supreme Court, which will look at the circumstances in which a court orders a search engine to block search results and whether Canadian courts have the authority to block search results around the world. After the original ruling, Google refused to remove the links outside Canada, concerned about the precedent they may set. The Russian government has chosen Finnish operating system Sailfish as the backbone for all of its government and state-owned organizations. The mobile platform, which is based on Linux software and created by former Nokia employees, will act as the basis of the new Open Mobile Platform, or OMP, which will be used across the country by government agencies. The announcement by the Russian government is a huge endorsement for Sailfish, which has fallen far behind Android and iOS in the mobile operating system market. Russia's Ministry of Communications said they looked into homegrown operating systems such as Tizen OS, but chose Sailfish as the base model for OMP because it is the mobile OS platform of the future and has great potential in Russia and elsewhere. The government has also recently funded initiatives allowing developers to migrate their own apps to Sailfish, even though it only holds less than 1% of the market. A survey in Sweden has found that more than half of those online use mobiles to price compare whilst in store. With the busy Christmas shopping period coming up, it was found that finding product information and reviews both came far behind. The survey looked at those aged over 18 and saw that while 58% compared prices online whilst in a store, only 25% looked at online reviews, while 28% bought something online. It was also revealed that one quarter of internet users said they shopped online during the Christmas period because it was easier and more comfortable than venturing out into the busy high streets. Alipay will soon become widely available across Europe. It's partnered up with the European bank BNP Paribas, which will make the mobile payment service first available in France before expanding across the rest of the continent. BNP Paribas has a presence in 74 different countries around the globe and holds the positions as one of the top banks in Europe. Douglas Feagan of Alipay has said that he hopes to enable Alipay users to pay with the app in even more locations and scenarios across Europe. Meanwhile, BNP Paribas will assist in making the service accessible to the 16 million Chinese tourists who travel abroad each year. And finally, following reports of a $26 billion acquisition in June, the EU has finally approved the deal between Microsoft and LinkedIn. The European Commission said that it would have to check concerns over data privacy and make sure that Microsoft agreed to relevant safeguards. However, the EU has now announced that the deal is free to go ahead. Antitrust Chief Magatha Vestia has said that the decision ensures that Europeans will continue to enjoy a freedom of choice between professional social networks. This is the last regional barrier that the deal has had to clear before the deal could be completely cleared after getting approval from the US, South Africa, and Brazil. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.